Our scripture reading this morning is from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered, "Have you not read that what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched Jesus to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. Even though Jesus knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." He got up and stood there. And then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath, to save life or destroy it?" After he looked around at all of them, Jesus said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But the Pharisees were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, I want to start this morning with some lessons in parenting. Now, if this was a normal Sunday, there'd be people here, and I could ask you these questions, and you could respond, but I only have four people here, so these four are going to have to answer for all of you. So they're going to either give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down to my questions. Okay, here we go. The name of this little parenting lesson is called, "Is it okay for a parent?" It's not time to vote yet, Becky. Is it okay for a parent to tell their child they need to slow down and rest a little bit when they're just running around, you know, oh, those frantic days? I got mostly thumbs up. I got a lot of thumbs up. Okay. I think that's pretty basic. Okay. Is it okay for a parent to tell their child that you have accumulated so many books and toys and Happy Meal prizes that it is time to sort through this stuff and give away some to other people? I'm getting thumbs up across the board. All right. How about this one? Is it okay for a parent to tell their older child, who about 2 months ago won some kind of silly bet with their younger sibling, which the bet was kind of whoever lost would have to refer to the other one as your most august worshipfulness for the rest of their lives? After 2 months, is it okay for a parent to say, "Enough of this"? I'm getting mixed results, but mostly thumbs up. A promise is a promise, but can you imagine how tiring that would get, your most worshipful augustness or whatever? Okay, last one. Is it okay for a parent to ask a younger sibling to move out of the cool attic bedroom that their older sibling made and lived in until she went to college, but who now, because of COVID, is coming back from college? Is it okay to ask that younger kid who moved up into that cool attic to move back into their old bedroom until their older sibling can go back to college? Got a maybe? Got a no? Got a no! Wow. I'm a big thumbs up on that. I'm just saying, the older kid is the one who made the cool attic bedroom. For those of you old enough, remember the Brady Bunch. And Greg's cool attic bedroom that he made. Okay, so we don't have to agree on all of these, but it would have made the sermon better. Thanks, everyone. So my goal in these four questions is to try to contextualize the Sabbath laws for today. The Sabbath laws of Jesus' time and of the Old Testament times, I think, seem a little odd to us. So I'm trying to make them make a little more sense. So first of all, that first question about, you know, telling a child to slow down and actually making them sit down and rest for a while. You know, that's the most basic point of the Sabbath gift that God gives us. God says it's not good to work 7 days a week. And also remember that this Sabbath gift is being given to people who have been slaves previously, who were forced to work 7 days a week. God says you need to slow down. You need to stop. And not just you, but you and your children and the people who work for you, even your animals. Everyone needs rest. But the Sabbath laws were not just about that seventh day. They were much broader because they also talked about a Sabbath every 7 years. And so the Sabbath laws include that, so every seventh day you rest, but every seventh year you also forgive all financial debts. It's a way of redistributing the wealth and not having it end up in some people's hands while other people are just weighed down by this crushing debt. And so that was kind of the telling your kid, it's time to sort through all your stuff and get rid of some of it. Get it to the hands of people, kids who don't have all the books and toys and the laundry basket full of Happy Meal toys that our kids had. And then the other thing that happens every seventh year, according to the Sabbath laws, are all slaves or prisoners are set free. So once again, in Jesus' day, to be a slave or even be in debtor's prison, again, had to do with debt. It had to be, if you couldn't pay your debts, they could put you in debtor's prison, or you could sell one of your children or yourself into slavery. It was a financial issue. And so again, there comes, you know, every 7 years, people are freed from that bondage. And that was that weird bet that, you know, there's a time when you, even if you promise that you're going to call your older brother your most august worshipfulness all your life, there's a time to stop doing that. So there's a time to, in the Sabbath laws, to be free of debt. And then finally, not only is there every 7 day you rest and every 7 years you forgive debt and free people, but on the seven times the seventh year, so every 50 years, land goes back to the original 12 tribes. So that if one tribe in those 50 years had accumulated so much land that the other tribes didn't have enough to feed themselves, the land reverted. Now, the only way that works, of course, is if people understand the land does not belong to them, it belongs to God. And God has gifted them that land as tribes, so that they each had enough. And so, even though my people in the room don't agree that the little kid living up in the cool attic bedroom should move back to his own room, it's not the kid's room, it's the parent's house. And so I think the parent can say, go back to your room, let sis have her room back until she goes back to college. But the point is, these Sabbath laws, first of all, they're much broader than just what happens on the seventh day. they're this comprehensive set of guidelines to help keep people and society in balance. Someone referred to it as God's gracious intrusion into our lives, you know, so that we do the things that we often forget are really what are best for us. So, again, what's often so interesting when we read these gospel stories, and they're usually these controversy stories of the Sabbath, like we have today, it's so easy to forget that, again, God gives the gift of the Sabbath. That's what it should be understood as a gift. So let's talk about gifts real quick, and we'll play one more round of Is It Okay? So let's say that your mother crocheted each of your children, her grandchildren, their own unique hand-crocheted afghan and gave it to them as a gift when they graduated from high school. And then a couple years later, you're visiting one of your adult children, and as you come into their house, you see that this afghan that your mother, that their grandmother made them, is now on the floor being used as a dog bed. Is it okay for a parent to tell their adult child that maybe that's a little disrespectful? Reluctant thumbs up on that one. It's very risky to tell your adult children anything, as we all know. But my guess is, even if we didn't say anything, if we were in that situation, we might feel like that maybe wasn't the smartest way to use that gift. But now let's imagine that you go visit another one of your adult children. And now you're curious how these afghans are being used. And so you ask her, where's the afghan grandma made you? And your daughter says, well, it is such a special gift. And I'm so concerned that nothing ever happens to it, that it's in a box up in our storage room so that nothing bad can ever happen to it. By the way, that's what I am doing currently with my grandmother's afghan that she made me, so when I get home today, it's coming out. But again, you know, I don't know if there's any, well, obviously, I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with that because I'm currently doing that. But I, you know, when you stop and think about it, I'm not sure that's the best way to respect that gift either. A gift, like an afghan, is supposed to be used, but used respectfully to honor your grandmother, to thank her for this labor of love. And I think the same thing is true for the Sabbath rules that God gives us. They're given as a gift that wants us to balance our lives between being busy and accumulating stuff. And you know, so the Sabbath laws say work, 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 work is not the way it's supposed to be. And you know, gathering stuff and making sure I have all this stuff isn't the way life is supposed to be. So these Sabbath laws are a gift to help us not do that. But I think it's that balancing act. It's finding a way to be, we don't want the laws to become overbearing. So this idea that, okay, so grandma gives you this afghan, you must now go and put it on this special stand in your house and dust it 3 times a day and make sure nothing bad ever happens to it. I mean, that's gone too far. And, you know, I think having it be a dog blanket is too far the other way? How do we find the balance using this gift of the Sabbath? And so our reading this morning, we have two stories, which are the typical stories we get in the Gospels about the Sabbath. So the first is the Jesus' disciples walking through the grain fields, and they reach down and they pluck some grain and they rub it in their hands to get the hulls off, and they eat it. And by the way, that's totally legal. That's not considered stealing in that society. But it is considered work, because when you rub them in your hand and you pick them, that's typically work. And so the Pharisees call off Jesus' disciples for breaking the Sabbath rules. And Jesus says, you know, come on. you've taken it too far. And I think it's important for us to remember, when it says the disciples did this because they were hungry, I don't think this is the kind of hungry many of us feel, you know, 2 hours after we've just eaten dinner. And it's like, oh, I'm a little bit hungry. I think half a bag of chips will help right now. My guess is those little handfuls of grain maybe were all the food the disciples ate that day. And so Jesus says that it's, you know, this law of the Sabbath is not meant to keep people from eating. They've taken it too far to the let's protect the Afghan side. And then Jesus on another Sabbath is in the synagogue, and there's a man with a withered hand. Jesus, of course, natural response is, let me heal you. But again, there are the Pharisees watching, because healing on the Sabbath is against the rules. But Jesus, again, says, you're taking this too far. Isn't the Sabbath about doing good and not doing harm? Isn't the Sabbath a gift? But the disciples the Pharisees are so far on that, let's protect this thing, that they miss the point. But, you know, to be honest with you, I really struggled with how to preach this text this morning, because we have taken Jesus' lesson in these two readings, I think, a little bit too far. You know, we see these readings as this freedom that Jesus is giving us. You don't have to be bound by all these horrible rules. And there's truth to that, but I think what we've done by saying, we're not going to be bound by any of these Sabbath rules, which very few of us are anymore. I don't know anyone really who does a great job of you know, really using the Sabbath the way that it's intended. I fear instead that we've gone to the other end, and we're much more like the people who use the Afghan as a dog bed. What would it mean for us to try to reclaim the gift of a Sabbath as a gift, as that gracious intrusion by God into our lives, saying, would you please, for your sakes and for the sake of the world around you, try to live a more balanced life? So is it okay for God to say to us, so many of us who are workaholics, who feel like if we're not just producing constantly, then we're not worthy. Is it okay for God to say to God's beloved children, you don't have to live that way? It's okay to work hard when it's time to work hard, but it's just as important to rest and to stop thinking that your life is made up of what you produce. And is it okay for God to say to God's loving children, it's okay not to accumulate just as much as possible, as if you think that's going to earn you security or status? I think that's what God is trying to say in these Sabbath rules that, again, are much more Sabbath gifts. God wants us to live this balanced life where we don't think we're defined by our productiveness and our possessions, but instead that we're beloved children of God living in a community who needs our love and who needs to love us. And I pray that God would help us do a better job of honoring this gift. Amen.